Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, broadcast and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Oregon. Guitarist Solomon King is on a mission from the Motor City to you. He's out to capture your hearts and minds with his own unique spin on the blues. And his new CD, Under the Sun, is now available at cdbaby.com and includes the two cuts that were featured in the first season of HBO's hit vampire series, True Blood. Now, before I bring Solomon on, let's give a listen to one of those songs, Frankie and Johnny.
Lord, how they could love, for to be true to each other, true as the stars above. Frank goes down to the corner, just to buy a bottle of beer, and she said, Mr. Bartender, has my lover Johnny been here? Oh, he's my man. Wouldn't do me wrong. Bartender said, I won't tell you no stories, I won't tell you no lies. I saw your lover about an hour ago with a girl named Nellie Fly. So Frankie, she goes down to the parking lot. An old Ford, she see Johnny making love with Nellie Fly. Oh, that was a man. He was doing her wrong. So Frankie pulled back a kimono, pulled out a little 44. So Johnny said to Frankie, what did you just do? And Johnny said, Frankie, I just put three ever-loving bullets in you. You're my man.
You're my man.
And you're doing me wrong.
King, welcome to Mr. Media.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you. And got to tell us right from the start, what is it about vampires and the blues?
Oh, I suppose it's the late hours.
Is that it?
Well, Yeah, that's it, you know, vampires and blues. It's just keeping those late hours and making sure that when the sun comes up that we're tucked safely away someplace.
Wait a minute, we?
Well, vampires and the blues, there's more than one of us.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure which group you were putting yourself in there.
Oh, I guess it depends which group would have me.
Fair enough.
How are you, Bob?
I'm all right. Hey, congratulations on getting the CD out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. Is this your first?
This is the first Solomon King CD.
Wow, very exciting, huh?
I am totally, totally jazzed by the whole thing. And in fact, the CD came out the 23rd of this last month, so like 2 weeks ago. And within the last 2 weeks, I've got perhaps half a dozen requests from radio stations all over the world, one from England, one from France, Belgium, Macedonia, Buenos Aires. People all over the world, disc jockeys, have requested this CD because they want to play it. So to see that there's this kind of interest, not just in this country, but everywhere, is really gratifying and really exciting.
Amazing, isn't it? I mean, with the World Wide Web and everything, people can hear music so much faster and find stuff that they're interested in. That was me in Macedonia. I was the one who requested it there.
Then you look really, really old and Macedonian-like, because the disc jockey sent me a picture of himself, and it just doesn't look like you, Bob.
Oh. All right, I lied. I'm sorry, I lied. Folks, I lied. So... How did your songs get chosen for True Blood? How did that come about?
One day, I got a call from my agent, and she said, would you like to put your songs in this new show, True Blood? And I had no idea what this was. I thought it was maybe some detective story. I said, True Blood. I said, are they paying anything? She says, yeah, they're paying really well. I say, put the songs in. And then I found out it was a show about vampires.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Then I'm off the host cue?
Oh, you're there.
Okay. So yeah. for anybody who's listening out there, it just goes to show that no matter what you do, if you put your stuff out there and that you're open, and if you do the work and you put your stuff out there, somehow people find you. And somehow your work and what you do does find where it's supposed to go to. So for all of you who are listening, if you're in this business or whatever business you're in, if there's something that you believe in and that you're doing, then just do it. And somehow that energy comes back to you and gets out.
In terms of the show being aware of you, I mean, was there someone maybe who had caught a gig, or you know, how did they even know you existed?
See, again, these are things that you never, never know. Now, the music supervisor, Gary Calamar. Gary Calamar is a disc jockey on the public radio station here in Los Angeles. Hmm. And I didn't know Gary was the music supervisor for True Blood. And one day, a couple years ago, I was driving, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and Gary's show was on, and I was listening to it. And I'd never heard of Gary Calamar, never heard of his show before, but there was this great music coming out over the radio. And as we all know, on, you know, commercial radio, it's not that often that we hear great music coming out of it. But there was just great music coming out, and I'm listening and listening as I'm driving in my car. And then the disc jockey comes on, and he identifies himself. Hi, I'm Gary Calamar, and my show is The Open Road. That's the little show he does on public radio. And I just kind of filed that away in the back of my mind. Wow, here's some guy in L.A. fighting the corporate monster playing really great music. And then later on, I get, you know, a call from my agent, and she's got my stuff on True Blood. And it was only later that I find out that Gary Calamar is the very guy who was the music supervisor and who chose my music to be on the show. So, again, coincidence, who knows? But just, you know, my hat's off to Gary for doing what he does and for finding good music. And who knows how long he'd been aware of me, and then he got this show and thought, well, Solomon King would be perfect for this, even though the two of us never had met.
Now tell me, when your agent negotiated your fee, Did you include, you know, that you wanted to be able to take a little bite out of Anna Faris?
I asked for that, but we're still negotiating that part of the contract. They haven't given in yet.
All right, well, I'll cross my fingers that you'll get that part of it.
And now, there's a new season coming up, too, so, you know, there's hope for this new season to get that bite.
Have you seen the show or shows where the music was featured?
I did.
How cool was that?
That was very, very cool. First off, for all your listeners who watch the show, where they play my music is in Merlot's Bar, of course. And there's lots of great stuff that they play in that bar. So number one, to be included with other great musicians like that, that was an honor. But then also in the way they chose my songs and for the parts that they used it for, and they used quite a bit of the music. So, you know, I'm just watching this, and I'm rocking along to my own tunes, watching TV just like everybody else. It's definitely a charge.
Mm. Yeah, that would be cool. It's kind of like the, you know, it used to be you talk to a musician, they'd be talking about the first time that they heard their music on TV, I mean on the radio, but the world has changed so much that, you know, catching it on a TV show, on HBO even, boy, how much cooler is that?
Yeah, and it's especially cool to be watching it as part of a vampire show. So the helicopters are flying overhead in L.A. I'm speaking to you from Los Angeles. I'm out on my balcony, and the helicopters are going by. So I think they're far enough past that I can hear myself think and hear you again.
So
hi.
This isn't going to be like an episode of 24 where they're going to start turning back around to you and start firing on your balcony, right?
Well, if it is, then I'm going to get out some more songs off that CD and put them on as the soundtrack.
God. Well, listen, if you've got a question or comment for Solomon King, whose new CD, Under the Sun, is now available at cdbaby.com. I looked. I guarantee you it's there. Give us a call. You can talk to him and say hello. It's 1-646-595-3135. So for folks who are not familiar with you, tell us a little about yourself and how you wound up in L.A. from the Motor City.
Well, the Motor City was a great place to grow up. You know, perhaps I might get some argument from some of the people listening, but to my mind, Motor City is one of the great places for music in the world. Influences from blues to Motown to rock and roll, even a lot of country influences, because people came up from the South, white people came up from the South to work in the automobile factories, and they brought their country music with them. So growing up in Detroit, I was just exposed to everything. And in Detroit, all the kids played in bands. You know, I was playing since I was 8, 9 years old. But Detroit, you know, Detroit came on tough times, and a lot of things, the industries that made for Detroit evaporated, especially the automobile business. And when all that went away, there was no work. So I came to Los Angeles and started just doing things out here and hanging out at the blues clubs and at rock and roll clubs and, you know, country stuff. I liked it all. And once in a while I'd get invited to come up on stage and bring my guitar, and I would do so, and I'd play, and people liked it, and I just kept on going, and now I have my own CD and my own band.
Now, is it in L.A. that you really established an identity for yourself, or had you done some of that in Detroit before?
Well, I was kind of young in Detroit. So, I mean, I played in Detroit, and I was part of the scene there, but I started making my name here in Los Angeles.
Okay. Well, Solomon, I'm going to interrupt myself for a second. We've got a call coming in. Hi, do you have a comment or question for Solomon King?
Hi, yes, I do. Yes, I do. How you doing, Solomon?
I'm very, very well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Will.
Hi, Will.
I just wanted to tell you I'm a great fan of yours.
Well, nice to hear from you.
Question.
Thank you.
I have a question, though. I'm from the Midwest.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I was I've seen your picture, and it's kind of interesting, and I'm glad to see that there's a white guy that can play some blues like you do. So where did you get that soul from in singing the blues?
Well, you know, growing up in Detroit, number one, a lot of black people in Detroit, number one. And, you know, number two, I used to hang out with a lot of the Motown people. In fact, as a kid, I was even a dancer on some of the Motown shows.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, you know, this was just always part of my life, just being part of it. To me, you know, no difference. The music creates a bridge for everybody, and we're just all the same, and I'm glad I had an opportunity to learn.
Can we find video of you dancing on YouTube?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of it, but there. I remember as a kid, I mean, I was dancing, and the Supremes were on the show, and the Temptations were on the show. In fact, the Supremes, I remember the show specifically. The Supremes were doing a thing, and it was for a television show. And in those days, the Supremes had these little turnaround numbers when the girls would turn around, and they would all dance, choreograph the songs. And Mary, I believe, had ripped out the back of her dress on one of the rehearsals, and it was being broadcast live, and she didn't have any underwear underneath, so she was going to do one of these turnaround numbers, so the director, producer, whoever he was, he grabbed me, this, you know, little white kid, and sticks me behind Mary, and that was my first opportunity to see Mary's backside close up and personal.
All right. Well, hey, Tom, I'm glad you're out there. Keep it up, and you know, thanks for allowing me to call.
Oh, thanks, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Will, call back anytime. We got lots of good shows here, but
absolutely.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. And Solomon, I've got a question for you from the live web chat. It's been fairly active. Tiova, I don't know if I'm saying that right, wants to know if your music is on MySpace. And they want to hear more from it.
Solomon King Music. So I think you have to go to all three words together to find me. SolomonKingMusic. Otherwise,
is that on MySpace?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna type that in here. So it's just like your website, which is SolomonKingMusic.com.
Right.
Okay. Let me. No, you know what? I just screwed this up, folks. Wait a minute. Solomon King Music. Okay, I think this is it, folks. There you go. MySpace.com/SolomonKingMusic. There you go. Check him out there. We'll go to his own website, SolomonKingMusic.com. You can listen to some of the songs there, I believe.
Yeah, everything is up, and you know, please come and buy a download or several thousand downloads, or you know, pick up a couple boxes or crates of these CDs. We got plenty, so come get them.
All right, and I'll tell folks that on CDBaby.com, you get a better deal if you do the digital download. So keep that in mind. Tiova is also asking which songs were on True Blood, and that was Frankie and Johnny, and is it Tracks of My Tears?
No, Jack Me Up.
Jack Me Up. Okay, yep. We're going to play that in a minute or two, so stick around, folks, if you haven't heard that. And Osman wants to know, when was the next time you saw Mary's backside?
You know, I'm looking forward to the next opportunity. So if Mary's listening to the show, let her know she has a fan out there.
Word travels fast. We'll see what happens. All right, so we know that you got started with music and playing in Detroit, but whose guitar playing kind of informs your work?
Whose hasn't?
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many great guitar players, and everybody from Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, Jeff Beck, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chet Atkins, Jose Feliciano.
That's an interesting one. Okay.
Yeah, Manitas de Platas, Paco de Lucia, George Benson. I just met George Benson not too long ago. That was a real thrill. Yeah, I mean, you know, in this world, there's so many great people that we can learn from and be exposed to, and it's all out there for us.
George Benson, first live concert I ever saw was George Benson at the Garden State I can't remember what it was called. Garden State and something or other in Holmdel, New Jersey. Anyway, so much for Memory Lane. Hey, why don't we go ahead and play Jack Me Up? Let's let folks get a listen to that. And folks, while you're listening, you can surf on another, you can open another browser window and go over to cdbaby.com and order this up. And this is Solomon King, Jack Me Up. We hope.
Well, some people, they just ain't no good. And I don't know why, it's just understood. You take a woman, you try to be her man, but holding the love of a woman is like holding water in your hand. Jack me up. Don't let me down. No. Jack me up. And never let me down. Well, I'm talking about loving, and loving can be rough. If you are a survivor, then you ain't had enough. Well, come on, yeah. You come on inside. You come on, baby. Don't you run. Don't you hide. Jack me up. Don't let me down. No. Jack me up. And never let me down. Some people, they're born to pass the gospel around. They know who's going to heaven, and they know who's going down. With devils below and angels above, roll over, baby, show me both sides of your love. Jack me up. Don't let me down. Never let me down.
Don't let me down.
Yeah, jack me up. Whew. Jack me up. Yeah, jack me up. And never let me down.
Don't let me
never
down.
Never let me
jack me up.
Never let me down. Yeah, jack me up.
Don't let me down.
Mm, jack me up.
Solomon, I'd have to say that would be my favorite off the album.
You know, that's one of mine too. And it's really an accolade to all the guys who are on this record. The rhythm section is the original Motown rhythm section guys. We got Ollie Brown, who was Stevie Wonder's drummer and who's the drummer for the Rolling Stones for a while. And you got Ray Parker Jr., who, of course, is famous for Ghostbusters. And then you got Reggie McBride, who's one of the great all-time bass players. You got Sylvester Rivers, who's playing the keyboards, and he's producing. Sly's got over like 100 gold and platinum records for Motown. So the amalgamation, the people that came together to make this record, it's just incredible. And, I feel lucky that they let me into the studio and participate, but the music on there, anybody who likes this kind of music, this is really a treat.
Now, Ozman in the web chat wants to know who's singing backup and also who produced. And I guess you just told us who produced, didn't you?
Yeah, Sylvester Rivers produced. And singing backup, Elaine Gibb and I think Christy Black. You'll have to get a copy of the CD and check because it's on there.
And I need to point out that I've been corrected. I thought it was Anna Faris that was in True Blood. I've been corrected that it was actually Anna, that it is actually Anna Paquin. And as I put in the web chat, equally biteable, either one of them.
Well, I was thinking Miss Paquin myself, but you'll have to turn me on to Miss Faris because I don't know what it would be like to bite her. You'll have to tell me what.
I'm thinking she was the star of the House Bunny. I'll probably get corrected yet again. But anyway. Now, was that, Jack Me Up, is that an original?
Yeah, I wrote that.
Although
it's from a riff from Sonny Boy Williamson from, I guess, the 50s. He had something similar that riff kind of got into my head. And then, see, the reason why I wrote this song and a bunch of songs similar to them is that coming up in L.A., I would just I'd be involved with a lot of pickup bands. And it would be the type of situation where they'd just throw me on stage with a band of guys that I'd never seen before in my life, and we'd have to pull something off right away. And so I came up with this little formula of writing these little songs that had one song in them, or one chord in them, or two chords in them, so that anybody who was on the bandstand with me, any musicians, if they could play at all, I could give them the changes, right away, just while we were tuning up. I'd say, this is the change, just follow me. And that's how I came up with things like Jack Me Up, and even Frankie and Johnny, it has two chords in it. So this whole style is something that was created and evolved as a matter of necessity.
Well, so I'm wondering, I think I know the answer now, but I was going to ask you if what comes first, the music or the lyrics. I'm guessing that the music does.
It depends, Bob. It really does. Sometimes I'll get a lyric in my head, or I'll start, just writing some poetry, or just, some verse about what I'm feeling, and I'll jot down some notes, and then some music will come to me to support that. And other times I'll just, a melody or a rhythm or some vibe will come to me, and I'll just start picking up the guitar and beating on it until something comes together, and then I'll get some words, and we've got a song.
Do the lyrics have to have some great meaning to you, or do they just have to go with the music?
That's really a good question. I hope that they do both. Number one, they have to go with the music. That's a given. Having great meaning, for me, whenever I write lyrics, I try to write things that will mean something to somebody else rather than just me. To me, good poetry is something that resonates with the reader or the listener of it more than the writer of it. So, what I intend in the music or in the lyrics is not as important as what the listener gets out of it. And oftentimes I'm surprised by what listeners get when they listen to the songs. Since we're on the subject of Jack Me Up, to me, Jack Me Up was always a real sexual song. It was always, about being with somebody. And I played that song for a long time, and people never really got that message, which really surprised me, because to me it's just crystal clear, but apparently it wasn't to the listener. So that's why I did a video of that song, and I put a stripper in the video. I don't know if you had a chance to see it or you're listening.
I did not.
You should take a look at it. The Jack Me Up video, which is on my website, and it's on YouTube and a bunch of places, but so that people would actually get the message of the lyric, I put a stripper in there so it became visually really apparent what the lyrical content was.
Huh. I'm actually going to YouTube right now. I'm going to find it and post the link so everybody can see it. How do you... how do you decide on music to cover? What makes a song appropriate for you, to cover? Does it have to be something that either you just really like or something that you can bring something new to?
That's another great question, because I very rarely do cover songs. And in doing this record, in working with Sylvester Rivers, he felt it was important for me to do cover songs. So I thought, okay, I mean, this is something that I would try. And in many cases, Sylvester's the one who suggested the songs. He brought in a list of different cover songs which he liked or which he felt that I could do a good job with. And that's how that came about. But just to add one more note to that, I mean, all the songs that he brought in, it's like, you know, here's a song by Al Green, here's a song, Procol Harum song, here's a song by Bobby Blue Bland. You know, the idea that I was going to cover these songs, this was terrifying to me. This is like, you know, going into the boxing ring with Sonny Liston and Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, and, you know, I'm okay, you know, go fight it out. So, you know, the fact that that I did these songs and that I was able to bring my unique voice, you know, a different approach to it, that was really satisfying for me, because there's no way that you're going to beat Bobby Blue Bland. There's, you know, there's no way that you're going to beat Al Green. So I had to tackle it in a way that would bring something completely different to it. And I believe that we did a good job, and there's something, we bring something new to these songs and may very well bring them to a new audience who will hear them in a different way.
I'm going to play Tracks of My Tears in just a minute. I went to YouTube, and I've now posted the link to the Jack Me Up video. And, of course, I saw it. It's on the opening page of your website. I don't know why. I thought of that as a concert video, and I hadn't really thought about the concept there. I like the dancers, the two girls dancing. They're
hot, aren't they? They're great.
Yeah, yeah. They got a lot going on. They got kind of that that Pulp Fiction thing going on with some John Travolta and Uma Thurman, with the way they're dancing a bit. So that's kind of cool. Got another question here. Well, I got two questions for you from the web chat. Osman wants to know if you can smell wildfires from your balcony.
Nope.
I hope not.
Cannot. And, in fact, I have family in Florida, maybe not too far from you, who called me last night to say, are you safe from the fires? And I had to assure them that they were about as far away as you and I are right now, Bob. I mean, I have no idea there's a fire in Santa Barbara.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm sorry for those folks. I am glad that you're not near it. It's kind of like when my mother calls me to see about the hurricanes, and they're down in Miami, and we're about 300 miles away, and it's like, no, Mom, no.
No, Mom, we're all fine. Same thing with the earthquakes out here. I'll get a call from who knows where, family member. Are you okay? Are you okay? We heard about the earthquake. I'm going, what earthquake?
If anyone, we've got a couple more minutes, and we're going to slip in one more song. If you've got a question or comment for Solomon King, get on the switchboard now. It's 646-595-3135. And then Teova wants to know, can you talk about what you mean by the West Coast blues? How is it different from other blues?
Well, Teova, West Coast blues in a lot of way was more jazz influenced. I think it was a bit more sophisticated than you found in the gut bucket clubs of Chicago or Detroit or Memphis. You know, we had the movie industry in L.A. You had a real high caliber of musicianship as well. So I think that kind of spawned, again, a little bit more sophisticated and in many ways, let's use the word commercial, because people were used to making records and doing, you know, record dates here and doing movie score dates. So there was a whole industry here of people who had a different level of sophistication that they brought to their blues.
Hmm. Good job. Well, let's slip in one more song here. This is Solomon King. Now, is it Solomon King and The Chosen on the album, or is it Solomon King?
It's Solomon King, and of course The Chosen is whoever's with me at the time. The band revolves depending upon what the date is and who can show up. So that's why it's The Chosen. Whoever gets chosen is in the band for that day.
Very good. All right, folks. Tracks of My Tears by Solomon King.
Mm-hmm.
people say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, inside I am so blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Another girl acting like I'm having fun. Although she might be cute, she's just a substitute, and you are the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the text in my head. I need you, I need you. Outside, I'm masquerading. Inside, my hopes are fading. Just a clown. You put me down. My smile is my makeup. I wear since my breakup with you. Oh, baby, baby, take a look at my face. You see my smile look out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Take a good look at my face. You see my smile, it looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the facts of my tears.
That's gone over pretty well on the internet. In the web chat, Dino's Dusty Discs, who is Dino is up in Jacksonville, Florida, I've discovered, says it's a great cover with three exclamation points. And Tiova, who we've heard from a few times, says one of my all-time faves, cool cover. So there you go. Maybe we're selling you some records.
I hope so. I also mentioned that there's a video of that that I just finished with Cynthia Molnar, who's a famous ballerina and choreographer. So anybody who's out there who's into like classical dance or ballet or anything, it's a real interesting video to see how she has put together the two elements. And by all means, go take a look at it. I think you'll enjoy the video as well.
Is that on YouTube also?
It's certainly on my site. I think it's on YouTube. If not, it will be. We just finished it last week, so might take a minute for folks to find it, but it's well worth the effort to find it.
All right. And Dino adds that that reminded him of a grown-up Johnny Rivers, which is funny because I was actually thinking there were moments, particularly early in the song, where I was actually thinking of Johnny Cash.
Both names, to be compared to either of them, is a great compliment, so thank you.
Sure. So I guess the next and one of the final questions for on people's mind who have been listening and digging the music is, where can they see you perform live?
We're working on a tour right now. So okay. I hope to cover this country, Europe, and Australia. And as I get the dates lined up, I'll certainly post them on the website. Anybody who's interested, please come to SolomonKingMusic.com, my website, and you know, just sign up. And that way, whenever I do dates or anything like that, I'll just shoot you out an email that I'm doing them, and if you want to come, let me know that you're coming, and you know, I'll figure out a way to get you in.
Yeah, remember to tell them at the door or wherever that you heard Solomon here. What's the name of the show again? Oh, yeah, Mr. Media. Yeah,
Mr. Media. What's the name of
it? Mr. Media. Mr. Media.
And thank you very much, Mr. Media. I'm having a good time with this.
Oh, good. Thanks. I'm glad you're here. And I've got one more question for you, and then we're going to let you slide on out of here. But if you could perform live with any of your musical heroes, who would it be, and what song would you want to play?
That's such an unfair question because there isn't a stage large enough to hold all the people I would like to play with.
No, you got to pick one. Just one.
One person in the whole world that I would like to play with? You know, you're going to have to really let me think about that.
Okay.
No way. No way I could pin it on just one person. Too many that I would give anything to even buy a ticket to see them, let alone share the stage.
All right. Well, you know, we tried.
We tried. Ask you again the next time we're on the show. I'll think about
it. All right. I'll give you time to work up a good answer. Meanwhile, folks, listen, you can buy Solomon King's new album, Under the Sun, at www.cdbaby.com. And for more information about Solomon King and his upcoming gigs, check out the band's website, www.solomonkingmusic.com. It's solid, solomonkingmusic.com. Solomon, we had a good time today. We got to play some music, which is a nice treat for us. And, you know, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media.
Thanks. I hope to come back again soon.
That'd be great. Good luck with the album.
All right. Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye. And folks, for more great music-related interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's MrMedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with everyone from Gene Simmons of Kiss to the late John Denver, as well as music journalist Legs McNeil, Bart Bull, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Digital Journal, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Tagged, iGoogle, Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, or Odeo. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. And if you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening.